We're on Daf Chof Amar Aleph in Chulin, Daf Chof Amar Aleph towards the end of the first Perek. Just to review briefly, because it's going to come up again, the Mishnah on Yutes on the base. Yeah, the learning tonight should be a schus for Hoisha Leia Chaba Bas Yehudi. She should have a refuah shleima b'soch shachol Yisrael. Quite a few of our mishtatfim need a refuah for the bnei hamishpacha. Yeah. So the Mishnah spoke about shchita as opposed to malika. Shchita is when you're shechting either behema schulen or of chulen. You need shchita both for behema and for oif. And that's going to be a machlokes hatanoim. Here the last line on Chof Amud Aleph, the Gemara has, and the Gemara, not in the Rashi, the Gemara says, Lamandam ein shchita lof menater, Lamandam yei shchita lof menater. That's a machlokes in the beginning of the second perek, where the shchita lo'oif is mederaisa or mederabonim. Shchita for behema, that's for sure. Behema v'chaya, that for sure is a din deraisa. But shchita lo'oif is a machlokes hatanoim, and it's a machlokes of Rishonim, had a paskin also. Some Rishonim hold Halacha lemaisa that ein shchita loif menater, shchita soif is only mederabonim. The bottom Tosfos is a famous Tosfos. The bottom Tosfos Chof Amud Aleph. Tosfos has the kasha. How can it be that oif doesn't need shchita menater? I mean, you can go to the A&P and buy a chicken there menater. There's no din. No, but there's a din of chumish that nivla soif tohor mitame abeis ablia. If you have a kosher bird, if you have a trefa bird, a raven or an eagle or something that has no tumah. The Chumash Hashmona Shotzim Hamurim Batora. There are eight rodents that are specifically mentioned in the Chumash. When they're dead, they're metame b'maga. They're not metame b'masa. Let's say you're wearing gloves and you pick it up. That's masa. It's not mago. So that by the Shmona Shotzim is not metame. By Nivlas Behemo Bechayo. So a dead behemoth v'chai that didn't have a proper shechita is called a nevel. If it had a proper shechita, it's a shechuta. It's not metame. But if it didn't have a proper shechita at all, then it's metame b'mago u'b'masa. If you touch it, even if you don't move it, it's metame b'mago. And if it's wrapped up in the A&P, it's wrapped up, or even it's not wrapped up, you're wearing gloves, so there's no mago. But if you move it, that's masa. If you pick it up or you move it, so that's masa. And an adam who dies is metame b'mago v'masa uba ohel. Even metami ba'ohel, and when you come in contact with the adam, you tell me for 7 days, and you have to have hazar shlishi shvi. You can't just go to the mikveh. First, you have to have someone. He's a tohar al atamei. The adam tohar has to be mazeh hazar paraduma water. The 3rd day after he came in contact with the tomb, and the 7th day, and then he can actually go to the mikveh to become tohar. So the different levels of tumah. So there's a din an oif tamei. Let's say an eagle dies. There's no tumas maga masa ohel. There's no tumma whatsoever. It's not metame at all. But if it's a chicken that died, or a turkey, a dove, a pigeon, whatever, a kosher bird that died, nivla soiftar. Oiftar means a kosher bird. So if it didn't have a proper shechita, then it's metame bebeis ablia when you swallow. Not metame bemaga when you touch it. Not metame if you pick it up. Only metame when you swallow it. It's a strange din. The Gemara is going to talk about that din. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole essay about this in a Sefer Asma Deraisa. He shows that there are 3 opinions in the Rishonim. What kind of a quirk of a halacha is this? That the nivla saftar is only metami when you swallow it, when it's touching the beis abliya. So some Rishonim say that it's maga beis abliya. Usually you say, the pasuk says if a person is a zav, the yodav lo shatav pamayim, it means that if he wasn't tevel in the mikveh, he touches somebody or something, he transmits the tumah. The zav is an avat tumah. If he touches me, he makes me into a rishon the tumah. If he touches food, oichel mamashke makes it tummy. But the pasuk says, v'yodav lo shatav b'mayim, he wasn't tevel his hands. What do you mean tevel his hands? It can't just be tevel the hands. The hand is tahor and the rest of the body is tummy. It means he wasn't tevel the whole body. So why does it say v'yodav? Yadav lo shata b'mayim. So the Gemara says, my yadami baroi, afkoli baroi. That the din is that it's only, there's only a tumas mago, you transmit the tumah, if the one who's, the one who's tamei is touching the one who's tohu with his hands. Let's say the Adam tohu sticks his finger into my mouth. I'm the tamei. Instead of me touching him, he touches me. So also, it's maga. What if he touches me inside my mouth? It's maga beis hastorim. So maga beis hastorim is not mitame. How do you know that maga beis hastorim is not mitame? Because the pasuk says v'yodav lo shatav b'mayim, and he touches with his hands. He doesn't have to touch with his hands. No, he has to touch with some external part of the body. If it's going to be a maga beis hastorim, either the tohor puts his finger into my mouth, I'm the tummy, he touches me beis hastorim, or I touch him beis hastorim, I put my finger inside his mouth. So maga beis hastorim is not mitame.
If a person is tamim, he goes to the dentist, that's it. He makes him the dentist tamim, huh?
Yeah, the dentist touches it, but the dentist would only touch inside the mouth, that would be maga beis hastorim, but would not be mitame. But till the dentist touches the mouth and the inside of the stomach, has to touch on the outside. So that the mag on the outside is matami. So the Rabbi Yosef Engel has in his Sefer Asman Deraisa, he shows that there are three different opinions in Rishonim. So some Rishonim say that if you have chicken in the A&P that didn't have a proper shechita, so it's nivlas oif tohar. So nivlas oif tohar is tami only when it goes down the throat. What kind of a quirk of a tumor is that? So some Rishonim say it's maga, and it's only mitame in the inside. If you touch it on the outside, it's not mitame. And when it's in your mouth, it's not mitame. It's only mitame when it goes down the throat. When it passes.
If
you wrap it up and there's no maga, then it won't be mitame. According to those Rishonim, it won't be mitame. Other Rishonim say, Beferish, that Rashi and Sanhedrin, the end of the first parak, writes a quirk of a pshat, that it's masa beis hastorim. Masa beis hastorim. It can't be maga, because maga beis hastorim usually not mitame. Masa is mitame. Let's say you have nivlas behema, a piece of flesh, not nivlas oif. I buy a piece of meat in the A&P, flesh from a behema, from a deer, that didn't have a proper shechita. So that's nivlas behema v'chai, so that's mitame either b'maga or b'masa. So let's say I pick up the package in the A&P, so there's no maga, the package is all covered over, and I'm wearing gloves. There's no maga, but it's masa, so the masa is mitame. So what's the din if you have masa in there? Let's say I take this package of, let's say when I pick up the package, so that's masa. So what if someone puts a piece, a kazayis of nivlas behema, he wraps it up and he puts it in my mouth. So if I just stand there, I didn't do any, there's no maga because it's wrapped up, and it's beis hastorim, and there's no masa, because I didn't move. But let's say I move, I start walking, so that's masa on the nivlas behema. So Rashi explains over here, it's a gemaris mishnah is like that. Beis hastorim is not metame b'maga, but masa there will be in the beis hastorim. Because sof kol sof, the nivlas behema v'chai is metame either b'maga or b'masa. So if it's wrapped up, there's no maga, but masa there will be. So let's say if someone puts the nivlas behema, he puts it in my mouth and I stand still and it's wrapped up. So it's wrapped up, there's no maga, and it's maga beis hastorim anyway, and there's no masa because I didn't do anything. He put it in my mouth. But then when I swallow it, so that's what the Rashi learns in the end of the first parak in Sanhedrin, that nivla saif tohar metame a beis habli is a din of masa. Masa there is in beis hastorim. There is masa beis hastorim. It is exeris akosav nivla saif tohar is metame b'masa only b'beis habli, only when it goes down the throat. When it's in the mouth, it's not metame b'masa. When it's in the stomach, it's not metame b'masa. Only when it's going, when it's passing the beis habli, then it's metame b'masa.
If he's standing still and swallows it, nothing. Standing still and he swallows it. That's
no, so the swallowing it, if it's nivlas behema, yeah, then it's not metame. Because there's no masa and there's no dinner beis habliya. But if it's nivla saif tohar, nivla saif tohar would be mitame masa beis hastorim. And then there's a third shita. Rab Chaim talks about this in his Sefer. Third shita that achila is the mitame by nivla saif tohar. If you do an achila, so if you do an achila, that would be, what if it's wrapped up in a wrapper and I swallow it? Is that called an achila? So the Gemara says msochim. Bola matzah is yotze. Let a person instead of chewing the matzah, he eats matzah farfel. He eats matzah mel. He eats matzah mel. There's nothing to chew, so he just swallows. Or he swallows chunks of matzah farfel, and he doesn't chew at all. So the Gemara says it's good. The Gemara says by maror you have to chew it. Bola maror lo yotza, because he has to taste the flavor of the maror. But bola matzah, the Gemara says, is yotza. There's no din. You have to taste the flavor of the matzah. But what if korcha b'siv? What if you take the matzah and you wrap it up in a plastic cover, and the plastic is not royal achila? You wrap it in something which itself is not royal achila. Let's say if you have a sandwich, so I have salami in the middle, I have bread on the top and on the bottom, and I swallow it, I chew it, I swallow it the way it is, and the salami is not touching the base of liya. The bread is touching on top, but the bread is royal achila. So that's called an achila on the bread on top and the bread on the bottom and on the salami in the middle also. If you have vegetables or egg salad in the middle, whatever, tuna fish, whatever you have, that's called an achila on everything. But if you have food that's royal achila wrapped up in a wrapper, a plastic wrapper, let's say a capsule, let's say you have a treifis in a pill that has treif ingredients in it, but the pill is not royal achila. The pill is like plastic. It's not royal achila. So the Gemara says, korcha b'siv, that's not called an achila at all. That's not called an achila at all. So that's the Rambam says like that, that if you swallow nivla, what's the din if a person, how much nivla saif tohar do you have to swallow in order to become tame? So the din is kazayis. Rashi quotes the din. The din is you have to swallow kazayis. What if you swallow half a kazayis now, then you take a drink, then you swallow another half a kazayis later? So if it's a din of maga in the throat, maga beis hastorim, you have to have the kazayis maga b'masachas. If you have a little bit now, a little bit later, the chotzi shir is not metambi b'maga, the next chotzi shir is not metambi b'maga. If you say like that funny Rashi in the end of the first parak in Sanhedrin, that it's masa beis hastorim, so vaita not. If you swallow half a kazayis now, half a kazayis later, it's not mitzarf yachad from masa yinidu kazayis b'masachas. But if the Rambam has a chiddush, that it's the maisa achila that's metame. It's not the maga, it's not the masa. It's the maisa achila that's metame. So if you eat a chatzi kazayis now, a chatzi kazayis later, and it's terch kadeh, achilas pras, within a few seconds or within a few moments of each other, so then it's mitzarf yachad. So these are all the nafkaminas. It's a fundamental machlokes harishon. It's a quirk of a din. Nivla soif tohar is metame abeis abli, only when you swallow. When you touch it, it's not metame. When you pick it up, it's not metame. When you put it in your mouth, it's vaita not metame. When you swallow it, in the base abliya, when it goes down your throat, then it is metame. So some, there are three sheets, and some rishonim hold that it's maga base abliya, special din, even though it's base astorim, and maga base astorim usually doesn't count. And if you hold that it's maga, then if it's covered over in a wrapping, even with bread, if I have the nivla saif tohar, in between pieces of bread on top of crackers on top and on bottom, then there's no maga because it's not touching the base of liya. Other rishonim say no, it's not maga, it's masa. So even if it's wrapped up in something, it's also metame b'masa. It's also metame masa, but it wouldn't be mitztarf a chatzi zayis on a chatzi zayis later, even within a half a moment, wouldn't be mitztarf yachin. And the Rama holds a different shita that it's mitztarf tach kedei achilas pras, just like if you eat a half a kazayis of matzah and you pause slightly, then you eat another half a kazayis of matzah korban Pesach, you eat a half a kazayis now and half a kazayis later, and it's all terkad achilas pras, it's mitzarif yachad to be considered one big achila, so there also be mitzarif yachad. Fundamental machlekes are rishonim. But everybody agrees, there is an institution, it's a din deraisa, that nivla saif tohor is metame when you swallow it. If you eat regular chicken that was properly geshochten, so that's not metame. That's tohar. Only nivla saif tohar. In fact, Taisus Hakasha, the beginning of the bottom Taisus, this is a famous Taisus. How can you say ein shchita loif min atayra? If you don't eat shchita, so the chicken and the A&P is kosher min atayra. So there's no such thing as nivla saif tohar. Why is it mitami if you don't eat shchita? So Taisus says, no, doesn't mean you don't eat shchita. We had a whole sugya a few weeks ago. There was a machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, what changed when they came into Eretz Yisrael? In the Midbar, there was one din of Shechita. When they came to Eretz Yisrael, there was a different din. So the Rambam assumes, like Rabbi Akiva, usually when it's Machlekes, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, usually accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Ruba de Ruba. Rabbi Akiva says, in the Midbar, they weren't, after Maimon HaSinai, they weren't allowed to eat Nevela. They were given all the Tayag mitzvahs, they weren't permitted to eat Nevela. But in the Midbar, there wasn't a requirement for all the Chamish Shechita. If you take a saw and you cut off the animal's neck, the saw is full of pegimas. The whole thing is full of pegimas. It's going to rip all over the place. If today you'll shech the behemoth or a knife with a saw, it'll be a puzzle. It's a pegimas. It'll be an avela. In the midbar, all you need was nechira simanim in atzaber. If a behemoth dies by itself or a chicken dies by itself, avada, that's nevela. But in the midbar, nechira sezoi shchitasa, the Gemara said, if you do nechira simanim in atzaber, that would be good. After they came in Teretz Yisrael, that din ceased to exist. You no longer say nechira sezoi shchitasa. That was the Gemara had a suffix. The Gemara had an interesting suffix. What's the din? Evrei b'sar nechira shechnisu Yisrael la'aretz. In the days of the midbar, they did nechira simanim out of behema, and then they wrapped it up, vacuum packed, wrapped it up, and it says nishchat nimlach v'hudach kalocha kashal amhadrin, signed by Moshe Rabbeinu, as Moshe Rabbeinu's hashgacha on it, because nechira is zoi shchitos. And then they come to Teretz Yisrael. All of a sudden, you pull out the rug from underneath everybody. All of a sudden, you're not allowed to do that. You have to shech, but the olacham is shelcha shchita. So the shaila, what about the kosher of flesh that was geshochen in the midbar, and it has the hashgacha Moshe Rabbeinu, and you brought it over into Eretz Yisrael? So now you're not allowed to eat that? Or do you say no? Since b'shaita had a proper shchita, so that was the Gemara had a suffik. Boy Rab Zera and Ibai Lev Shita Eberei B'san Nechira Shechnisu Yisrael Oretz. That was on Yud Zayin Amin Aleph. We learned that. So just like in the midbar there was a din Nechiras Zui Shchitasai, so too by Oaf, the Machlekes on Chof Amin Aleph on the bottom line going over to Amin Beis, Machlekes HaTanayim, whether Yesh Shchita Lof Min HaTera, Ein Shchita Lof Min HaTera, nobody says that you're allowed to eat the meat and the chicken and the A&P. It probably didn't have Nechira Simonim at all. They probably electrocuted it, or they killed it, they shot it, or whatever. They bled it to death. But they didn't do Nechira Simonim. If you did Nechira Simonim and not Tzavar, so that'll be a Machlekes HaTanayim. Is that Nechira Sezui Shchitasa Minatar? Just like in the Midbar by the Behemah and the Chaya, it was Nechira Sezui Shchitasa. So that's the Machlekes. What's the Din L'Dairos by Oaf? We require Hilcha Shchita. If you use a saw to cut off the chicken's neck, it'll be an Avela. So that's a Machlekes. Will that be an Avela Mederaisa or only an Avela Mederabonon? But if it's Taka Mesa Me'eleha, the chicken dies a natural death, everybody's masking. That's the institution of Nivlo Saiftar. That is Metamea Beis Abliya. Everybody agrees that there is such a din. What's the difference halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh, whether shchita loif min ha-torah mid rabbanon l'mayin afkamin? The bottom line, you have to do shchita loif afkamin whether you get malchus. If it's only mid rabbanon, you don't get malchus. You get just makas mardus. Okay, what's an afkamin b'zman hazeh? Nobody's getting any malchus anyway. So the Gemara later has the following afkamin. The Chumash has a mitzvah of kisui hadam. It says in the Chumash, when you shecht chaya or oaf, when you shecht a behemah, you shecht a bull or a steer, there's no mitzvah of kisui hadam. When you shecht chaya or oaf, you shecht chickens or turkeys, or you shecht deer, you shecht geese, that's oif. So then you need kisui hadam. What if you shecht and you made it in a vela? Then there's no mitzvah of kisui hadam. So what if you did? I take a chicken and I take a saw and I cut off the head. So you're not allowed to eat it. But if you hold ein shchita loif min ha-toiros and min ha-toiros nechiros zui shchita soy, it's a kosher shchita min ha-toiros yechayv in kisi adam. So true, mit the rabbanon they made a chumi, you're not allowed to eat the chicken, but why should they patur you from kisi adam? So the Gemara says later, if you hold ein shchita loif min ha-toiros, you would still need kisi adam, even though you made it an avela mit the rabbanon, because min ha-toiros it's not an avela. But if you hold yei shchita loif min ha-toiros, that's the din min ha-toiros, you have to have a proper shchita. And you can't use a saw because it's full of pegimas, then it's an avela min ha-toiros. Then there's no mitzvah kisi adam. The Gemara has, the Rishonim have other nafkaminas. But that's the nafkamina the Gemara has.
The shochet has to say a bruchot before a shchita, no?
The shochet has to say a bruchot, that's right, yeah. Shochet says a bruchot before. What if he shecht the behemah? You know in advance the behemah or the chicken is a trefa. What's the din if he shecht the trefa? Trefa means it has a disease that is not going to have an arichas yom. Either it's going to die within 12 months, or the Tanaim say, lav davke, that trefa is chaya, can live for 12 months. So if you have an animal that, you know in advance, has a broken leg, or has some kind of a disease, it's a trefa. What if he shecht it? So you're not allowed to eat it, but if you shecht the trefa, it is metahir midei nevela. It takes off the tumor. That'll be relevant in the Gemara on his stuff. Right there. So that's a shayla. When you do shchita, I know in advance that it's a trefa. do you say a bracha? Because the shechita is metam den avela. The shechita is chal. It's not chal benegeh to achila, but the shechita is chal benegeh to removing tumas nevelas. But he say no. The chachamim only when misakan a bichas hashechita. If it's going to be a shechita, that's going to be mata ba'achila. Not going to be mata ba'achila. Just going to be metam den avela. That's not. So that's a machloikus harishonim. So in the Pardes, they have all the tshuvas by Rashi. In the Sefer Pardes, they quote that Rashi's opinion is that even if you know in advance that it's a treifa and you're shechting it, you still say a bracha because the shechita has an effect on it. It's metam den avela. We don't paskon like that. That's a machloikus hatanoim later. Would you need kisadam if it's chay v'yof? Chay v'yof. Behema doesn't need kisadam. So if you shecht chay v'yof and you know and you know in advance that it's a treifa, or it turns out that it's a treifa, you didn't know in advance, turns out that it's a treifa. So the Gemara, the Mishnah has a machloikus in Perkis Yadam. That's called shechita sheina ruya. I did a perfect shechita v'harai it's b'tar m'day nevela. It's not a nevela, but it's a treifa, so you're not allowed to eat it. But the treifa is a chisarna, had a disease, has a sickness, has a broken leg. But the shechita per se was perfect. So that's called shechita she'ena ruya. Or let's say a person shechts lavoy dezara. So it became tekruvis. The shechita is a perfect shechita, but it's also b'achila, also b'ana, because he shechted it lavoy dezara. So do you say shechita she'ena ruya, lav shmo shechita? It's not called, if you shecht the behema, that's a treifa. We know what the din is. It's also b'achila, but the shechita is metar m'dein avela. So what about b'negir to other dinim? Would it be chayv in kisei adam? So that's a machlekes hatanoim in the Mishnah, and the Gemara says that we paskin a compromise on this topic, whether shechita sheinu ruya, shmo shechita or not. So b'negir, let's say, oisavi as benoi. You're not allowed to shecht the mother and the vlad on the same day. It says nechum osovi as beno. Sounds like the father and the vlad. So the father and the vlad, that's a machlokes hatanoim. That's a sfeika dina, whether there's a din of oso v'yezbeno. Even though that's what it says in the Chumash, shor ose, oso, goes on the zocher, the father, v'yezbeno, everything in the zocher. So nonetheless, it goes, the tanoim say it goes on the mother. And the father's a sfeika dina, whether oso v'yezbeno goes on the father. So let's say you shecht one of them, oso or the beno today, and it turned out to be a trefa. Is there an issa to shecht the other one today? So that's also the same machlekes hatanaim, whether shechita sheni ruya shmo shechita or not. So there we paskin shechita sheni ruya is shmo shechita. It is called the shechita. It's metar medeina bela. It is called the shechita. So therefore, the din of osav es benoi does apply. But what about kisi adam? Or let's say ashecht the din in last week's sedrim mishpatim, a ganav stole shorvaseh and he shechts it. A tvocha mechor, he shechts it or he sells it. So there's a special penalty. A regular ganav pays karam v'kefil. But if Tvocha or Mechor, he shechts it or he sells it, so Chamisha Bokir Shalom Tachas HaShah Be'arbatzon Tachas HaTzeh. He paid Dalet V'hei. So what if he shechts it and it turns out that it's a treifa? So that's the same machlek as Hataraim and Bava Kam and Perek Merube. Do you say Shechita Sheinu Ruya? He shechted it, it turns out the Shechita was perfect, but the animal happens to be a diseased animal. So do you say you paid Dalet V'hei or not? So there we pass by Oisili as Benavi Paschal Shechita Sheinu Ruya. So you're not allowed to shecht the vlad on the same day. And by Dalibra, hey, we pass Shechita Sheinu Ruya is Shmo Shechita. So he is Chayiv Dalibra, hey. Machlek is Hatanaim. And when I get to Kisi Adam, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the editor of the Mishnah, has made a compromise. That over there we pass Shechita Sheinu Ruya is Lav Shmo Shechita. Why? So the Gemara explains why. Because the Loshan Apasik reads like that. The Kisi Adam, it says, Isha Sheyishchat Chaya Of Asher Yeochel. That's two words. Asher Yeochel, which he shechted in such a way that it's edible. But if he shechted a treifa, although in Kol HaTorah Kulo Shechita's treifa is called Shechita Sheinu Ruya, it's more Shechita, but when they get to Kisei Adam, Shteit Chaya Of Asher Yeochel, it has to be edible. So if he shechted and it turns out to be a treifa, then you're not chayv to do the no mitzvah of Kisei Adam. But over here the shaila is, if you shecht an oaf with a soa, on the level of the raisa, it's a kosher shechita. It is asher yochel. You're allowed to eat it. It's only a chumer mit the rabbanon that you need all the chod mishul chashchita. And if you're going to have pegimus in this hakin, so it's also b'achila mit the rabbanon. But ben ataris muta b'achila. So that's the nafkamina the Gemara has in the next perek. If you hold ain shechita lo ben ataris, it's only mit the rabbanon, and you shecht it in such a way you did on the chira simanim on an oaf, then the Gemara says you would still be chayiv in kisi adam. Because it is Asher Yeochel. you have another din like that. There's a the fourth perek in Chulin is perek behemam kasha, has all the dinim of ben pekua. We discussed a little bit ben pekua. You have a cow is pregnant, obviously pregnant. Then you shecht the mother, and then the vlad comes out afterwards. So min haTorah, since you shechted the mother and the whole vlad was inside, the shechita is chal on the uber, and the uber is running around, jumping around on the ground. Hifis agabi karka, the uber doesn't need any shechita. And if that uber mates with another ben pekua marries a bas pekua, and then they have lotus, so all of lotus are tzor kol adaris. Min haTorah, you don't need any shechita. With the Rabbanon, they introduced that you do need shechit. So the Pashup Pshat is that if you have a Ben Pekua, they say that Rabbi Weiss once gave a Yeredei Pechina, he asked, what is Ben Pekua all about? Someone thought that it's the name of a Tana, like Ben Zayma or Ben Azai. He didn't know Ben Pekua is an animal. What does it mean, Ben Pekua? The mother was a Pekua. We shechted the mother, and after the mother was dead, then she, the whole Rechem was cracked open and the uber came out derech harechem after the mother was already nishchata. That's ben pekua. He's the vlad of a pekua. The mother was nifko. The mother was ripped open after she died already, after the shchit. So ben pekua does need shchit. Even hifis agabi karka midirabonim mishum arisanya need shchit. But minator you don't need any shchit for the ben pekua. So there is.
How do you finally shchit it if it's alive? How do you?
No, if it's still alive, so you shechta like regular you shechta a regular behema, so you shechta ben peku also. There's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch, do you say a brocha or not when you shechta ben peku? Since the whole shechita is only mishum arisayin, it doesn't min haTorah mid rabbanon, it doesn't need shechita. It's all achumah mishum arisayin. People would think that he's eating the veil. He's going to shoot the ben peku. Not everybody will know that this is a ben peku. So mishum arisayin, you have to shechta. So in Hilchas Chanukah it says, if I have an apartment and I have windows on both sides of the apartment, so I'm going to bench Chanukah licht in one window on this side, so the people who walk on this side of the street will see I bench Chanukah licht. People walk on the other side will think I'm a sheikit, so that I didn't lit Chanukah licht. So the Gemara in Bamei Medlikin has a chumrah. If you have a bayis yesh lo shnei psochem at two different sides of the street, you have to light a second menorah. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ran, when you light the second menorah, it's only mishum arisan, you don't say a bracha. Because Marisayin is a v'yisim nikim Hashem Yisrael. It's not really a mitzvah of hadlokas neres Chanukah. It's a mitzvah not to do anything that people will be chayshed you. You shouldn't put yourself under suspicion. You shouldn't do anything that will cause people to suspect that you're not a medaktik mitzvah. So it says in Hilchas Chanukah that you don't say a bracha to Marisayin, and there in Yeredei it's usually assumed that you do say a bracha when you shech the ben pekua. So that's all discussion. Maishna, how come there's a difference between the two cases? Yeah.
Rebbe, if you shech an animal and you have a reason to think it may be a trefa, you're thinking you don't see anything. Yeah, you think it got bumped up a little bit. So then do we say you make the bracha? You don't make a bracha at first, then you make it afterwards.
Right.
You check it out, then you.
Right. That says in the Ramah, if an animal fell down a flight of stairs, and it's a suffix, maybe it broke a rib. Maybe the rib, when it broke, made a hole in the lungs. So then, you have to shecht it and check to see that there are no holes in the lungs. Yep. So then it says in the Ramah, you shouldn't say, normally you say a bracha prior to the shechita. Here, we don't follow Rashi. According to Rashi, there wouldn't be a problem. When you shecht the trefa, you say a bracha also, because it's still mitar midei nevela. So according to Rashi, there's no problem. So we don't paskin like Rashi. We paskin if you know in advance, or you think in advance, that there's reason to believe that maybe it's a trefa, so it's a suffix bracha slahakal. So you don't say the bracha. So then there are more paskins. After you shecht it, you check it to make sure that there's no trefas. And after you checked it, and you see it's not a trefa, then you do say the bracha. Lachar asiyasim. That's where there's a long shach in Simen Yutes, in Yeredei, in Hilchas Brichas Hashchita. So the Shach quotes, that's a big machlek, is the Rambam in the Or Zeruah. Doesn't ever make sense to say a bracha lachar asiyasim. Let's say the chassan gives the ring, and the rabbi forgot to say the bracha oivel asiyasim. So after the chassan gave the ring, can you say the birchas harisin afterwards? So the Rambam says, it's a bracha levatol, mashanase, kvarnase, fafan. You can never say a bracha lachar asiyasim. The Rambam says, the only exception to the rule is, let's say, the people who daven by the early minyan. So they put on talis and tefillin before this man, Mishiakar's Chavero, and then they're still wearing the talis and tefillin. when it comes a yishtabach or after Shemana Esrei sometimes, they're still wearing it. So that they're still wearing it. It is oivel asiyasim. They continue to wear the talisman tefillin. So the Gemara says you should touch the tefillin, touch the tzitzis. It looks better. But mikra din, you don't even have to touch it. It is oivel asiyasim because he's still wearing it. But if he does a ma'isa mitzvah and finished, he shechts and he finished the shechita, is not no longer oivel asiyasim. According to the Rambam, it will be a bracha levatol. And here we don't pass like the Rambam, we pass like the Ozarua, that b'diyevet, if he didn't say the bracha in advance, he can't say the bracha lachar asiyasim afterwards.
Rabbi, the difference between Chanukah and Shechita regarding Marasayin is the time frame. Where does the Marasayin come into play? At the time you're killing the animal, how are you killing the animal? So if you're doing the Shechita without the bracha, there's still a Marasayin there. If you're going to make a Shechita without the bracha, unlike the Chanukah lift, which it's lit for a long time, but Bishas Shechita, that's where the Marasayin comes in. The Bishas, when you're killing that animal, how are you killing the animal? So you say, well, can't use the gun, so he'll use a real Shechita, but he's not going to make a bracha. That too is Marasayin.
Yeah, but let's say you shech the behemah, you didn't say a bracha, so yeah. It's also b'diavad.
It's okay.
The bracha is not miyaked. If you shech, there was such an opinion. If you remember, the first Tosis in the Masechta quotes from the Sefer Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, the first line of Beis Amunal, he quotes Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. They say it's a misprint, you should say Hilchas Omer Yoshua, Aleph Yud, because that Sefer begins Omer Yoshua mipi Moshe mipi Agvura. It was written by Elder Adoni, and he claims that this is an old tradition that they had, that Yeshua ben Nun wrote these dinim in the name of Moshe Rabbeinu min HaShemayim. So it says there, all the dinim are funny dinim. So we don't accept what it says there. So Tosfos says, Tosfos quotes it. It says that a woman is psula l'shchita. So Tosfos rips it apart. It's not correct. So another din that it says there is if you shech the behemah, you didn't say a bracha, it's also bachila. So all the rishonim say it doesn't make any sense. There is no such din. You shech and you didn't say a bracha, so it's still kosher. The bracha is not miyakul. Let's say you put on talis and tefillin, you didn't say a bracha and you took it off. So but you ever did yotze the mitzvah? You didn't fulfill the mitzvah b'chaz ha-mitzvah, but v'reyevet yiyotz in the mitzvah of talis and tefillin. He did do so. Vos vol gemen hazoi shlecht. He's going to shecht the ben pekuah bet the nishzong kem bracha. What's the marzayin? They'll think that he violated the mitzvah of saying a bracha. They'll think he violated. What if no one is watching? What's the marzayin over there? It's a discussion there. Why is it that by shchitas ben pekuah the pashtus says that you do say a bracha? And by Hadlakas Neres Chanukah, the extra, the second Hadlakah, Mishum Arasayin, there at the Shulchan Aruch quotes that you don't say a bracha. That's a discussion.
Rabbi Shechter, let me ask you. A person is Tzar Bar Chayim. Tzar is a Tzar when he do the Shechter. Can he be a Shechter? Tzar Bar Chayim.
Yeah, what about it?
No, he can do it. Can you do shchita?
Like
learn it's a fear of, you know, you don't like to. Is tsar bar chayim? He has tsar to do the job, you know, to shchita.
I mean, he feels bad about doing the shchita. Zalanisht on the shchita. Let someone else do it.
There are people. They can see somebody shecht animal.
There's a passage in the Zohar. It says. By Korbanus, we paskan that Shechita doesn't need a Kohen. The Shechita's Korbanus is Ksheira Bizar. You only need a Kohen from Kabbalah V'Yela. And Shechita, Kabbalah Halacha Zvika. So the Shechita is Kasha Bizar, and the Kabbalah Halacha Zvika has to be done by Kohen. So the Zoya says that more correct is that the Kohenim should never do the Shechita. Because the Kohenim are supposed to be Rabbanim.
Who are the people?
Huh? Holy, yeah, supposed to be holy people. And if you're going to do Shechita, you're going to train yourself on Tzar Bali Chaim. You got to be mitzar beim. So better is that the kohanim should never do the shechita. That's what it says in the Zohar. In the Mishnayos, it doesn't say it like that. The Mishnayos have that by a private korban, the zar can do the shechita. By korbanos tzibur, the Mishnayos say by the tamidim and mesofim, they always used to have a hagrola, used to have a lottery, which kohen has the right to do the shechita. So the Rishonim say, you see that they introduce a chumim in the rabbanon that korbanos tzibur, the shechita should be done by kohen, even though strictly speaking. It's kosher bizarre, but it sounds from the Mishnah that they were mahader bedavka to have a kohen do it. Not like it says in the Zohar. It should always be mahader not to have the kohen do the shechita. So let's go back again.
Is the kisui dam rabbi by ben pekua?
Is there a din of kisui hadam by ben pekua? I don't remember. Oh, by behemi you don't need. Yeah, you mean by a chaya? By a chaya? Yeah. Oh, of there's no ben pekua. But by chaya. I don't think so. You got to take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. I don't know. No, that's a marisain on a mitzvah. Here, it's a marisain that they're eating the vela. If he's going to shoot the ben pekua, it'll be a marisain that he's eating the vela. There, it'll be a marisain that he's not doing a mitzvah. I don't know. You got to look in Shulchan Aruch. So there's a certain gemara in Bava Kama. The Tosis has a kasha on the gemara, and Tosis gives a teret. So there's a shita mekubetzes there on Bava Kama has a fantastic chiddush that when you have a ben pekua, it does need shchita min haTorah, but nechira simanim min haTzava you do need. You can't take the ben pekua and shoot it, or you can't choke it to death. You can't just cut off the legs and let it bleed to death. You need nechira simanim min haTzava. Nechiras zoi shchitas. That's a chiddush. The Pischei Tshuva in Yoredei quotes it by the siman of ben pekua, but that's a zera grois chiddush. The pashtus is he say nechiras zoi shchitas in the midbar. According to Rabbi Akiva, that in the Midbar they were permitted to eat Avery Bisar Nechira, was Mutter. So the Gemara asks, how can it be? But you're not allowed to eat Nevela after Maimon HaSinai. So the Gemara says, Nechiras is Zoish Chitosa. And Taisa says over here, if you hold the bottom Taisa on Chafa Manala, if you hold Ein Shechita Loif Menatera, what do you mean you can eat Nevela? No, there's an institution in Nivela Saiftar. So Taisa says, no, Nechiras is Zoish Chitosa. You need Nechiras Imani Menatzaba. But by Ben Pekua, that's a Chiddush. The Pashta says the Balei HaTais is a whole not so. That even Mesa may allow by Ben Pekua would be Mutta. You don't say Nechiras is a Wish Chitas.
Would be Mutta.
Yeah. The Pischei Tshuva quotes it, but the Pashta says that we don't hold like that. There is a din. Now, last time we learned a little bit about Malika. So as we were walking out last time, someone was asking me, do we still observe these dinim of Malika? Let's go again. The din of Malika is only by oifas that are karbanis, either oilas oif, achatas oif. There is no shlamim by an oif. By behemis, there are a whole bunch of karbanis, achatas and oshim and oilos shlamim and pesach and maisa behema and bechor. By oifas, there are only two, either oilas oif, achatas oif. That's all two kinds. Oifas usually only have to shecht simen echod, either the kana or the beisha. By behema, that's the first mission in the second parak. When you shecht the behema or a chaya, you have to shecht two simonim, kana and beisha. And by oif, you can either shecht optional, either kana or beisha. The Gemara says lachatchila you should shecht both, but b'di'evit, if you shecht the kana or the beisha, that would be enough. Either the roiv or the kana or the roiv or the beisha. So here there's a pasuk that says when you shecht the chatas ha'oif, it says velo yabdil. You should only shecht one, either the kana or the beisha. You shouldn't, when you do malika, when you bring this chatas oif or the oilas oif, normally when you shecht chulin in America, when we shecht chulin, we're not shechting any karbonis, we don't have a beis hamikdash. When you shecht chulin, you have to use a sakin that's tolush. You can't shecht with your fingernail. Shecht with your fingernail, that's called mechuber. It doesn't mean because mechuber lo adam and adam hukish le karkoes. That's what Rabbi Kivegri has such a kasha. So the Osamech explained that's not because Adam Hukish Lekakos. Even if you have a leg of a behemoth and you have a nail, a toenail that's attached to the leg of the behemoth, well, let's say you have the jaw of the animal and it has a tooth, and you're going to shech with the tooth. So if it's a small jaw or a small leg, so the leg of the jaw is like a handle. It's like holding onto the knife with a handle. So that's not called Mechubah. But if you have the toenail on the behemoth is a long leg and it gets in the way, so you can't say that the long leg is treated like a handle of the knife. That's too big to function as a handle. So that's called mechuber. Mechuber is possible. Not only mechuber to gufa adam is possible because adam hukish lekakos. It doesn't have to be mechuber adam. If it's mechuber to something other than the knife, if you have the blade is mechuber to a handle, that's part of the knife. But if it's too big, the leg is too big on the behemoth, it doesn't help you hold on to the blade, doesn't you hold on to the nail that you're shechting with, so that's a psula mechuba. So the din is that by malika, by oifas kachim, when you have chatas oif or oilas oif, you have to shecht davke begufa shalkan, you have to shecht with the fingernail on the right hand.
But
I hold on, it's attached to the hand, but I hold on to the nail. The hand is not attached to the other. I have a big hand, a long hand, and a nail. And I hold the nail part. There's an attachment to it.
No, but that's mechubah. It's no good.
Even though I'm not holding on to the nail, I'm holding on to the nail itself.
Yeah, because the nail is mechubah. But if the nail is mechubah to a little bit that you could have used as a handle to help you hold on to the nail, so then it's like a knife. A blade has a handle. Even if you're going to shecht, you're going to hold on to the blade. You're not going to hold on to the handle. You don't say the blade is mechubah to the handle and it's no good. No, that's normal. A blade, a sharp metal blade, is mechubah to a handle. That's not called mechubah. That's the definition of a knife. So here also, if the nail of the animal is attached to a small bit of the animal that would have made it easier for the shechet to shecht by holding on to that little bit of the animal, that's not called mechubah. I treat that like a handle. So that's fine. But if it's mechubah to a larger chunk of the animal that's going to get in the way, it's not going to make it easier to shecht. So that's called mechubah. So it passes in the shechita even if he's going to hold on to the nail. Because this nail, the sakin that you're shechting with is the nail, is mechubah to a thing that's not part of the knife. It's not considered a handle. That'll be possible. That's the definition that they give in Yeridei. So again, when you shecht chata soif and oil soif kochim, it doesn't apply bisman as that. We don't have a beis hamikdash. We don't have it. So the shechita has to be. It's called malika. You have to do dafke be'atzma shel kohen. He has to use his fingernail. If he shechts with a knife, it won't be kosher lahakrovin. It won't be kosher lahakrovin. Will you say that it's an avela? Why should it be an avela? If you did a shechita kshera, it'll be possible to be makrav on the mizbeach. The oil soif and the chatz soif is only kosher lahakrav agav mizbeach if you did malika. If you did shechita, so it's no good. But the Gemara is going to ask, why should it be metame? Why should it have a din in the nevela soif tor metame abeis habli? Why is it nevela? He did a shechita kshera with a knife, so it's not a kosher malika. It's not kosher for hakrav. But let it be good metame. It should be metame and then nevela. So Gemara is going to talk about that on Amid Beis. The what?
Malika.
No, Malika, they're allowed to eat. Let's say Chata Sa'if. Oil Sa'if, you burn the whole thing on the Mizbeach, so you don't need anything. Chata Sa'if, the Kohanim eat. The Torah, the Ben Yonah, they eat the chicken part, the flesh of the chicken. So the Gemara asks, but he did a Malika with Atzma Shel Kohen, that's possible for Achila. So the answer is Melikasazu Ishitasa, just like in the Midbar we say, Nichirasazu Ishitasa, that's the halacha says the way you have to do the Shita in the Midbar, you do Nichirasimanim and Atzavar, and by the oif you say Nichirasazu Ishitasa if you hold Ain Shita Life Minatara. So when you do Malika by Chatasa oil soif you don't eat anyway. But the Chatasa if you eat it, how can the kind of eat it? Let it be an Isanavela. The Gemara says no, Melikasazu Ishitasa. Since the Torah says the way he's supposed to shecht it is Ayidei Malika, so that's Hechsher Bekach, that's not called a Nevela. Doesn't have a din of Nevela. So the Pasuk draws a distinction, these are all relevant to the next Gemara. Pasuk draws a distinction between Oyla Saif and Chata Saif. When you shecht the Chata Saif, it says, V'lo Yavdil, you shouldn't shecht the Kona and the Veshin. You're not supposed to shecht the Kona and the Veshin. When you shecht the Oyla Saif, it says, V'hivdil, you should shecht both the Kona and the Veshin. Gemara is going to have a machlokes hatanoim. How much? So the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to be first. It's going to be on Chaf Aleph. It's going to be on Chaf Beis. So machlokes hatanoim. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadik, and the Chachamim. Should havdala by the oilo soif and eat the hivdil? Havdala means you shecht the whole kana and the whole beishet. Shnei asimanim. Or do you say no? Rov hakana v'rov habeishet. You bedavka should not shecht by melikas oilo soif. That you need havdala. So one sheet is you have to dafke shech havdala. You have to shech kol hakana v'kol haveshet. And the other sheet is no, bedafke you should only shech roiv kana and the roiv haveshet. Even though you need havdala, but you don't want to have that the head of the bird should be totally separated from the goof of the bird. When you do the hazor on the mizbeach, the mitzvah on the mizbeach, so the Gemara says it should be the same as chatasayv. Just like by chatasayv, the din is v'lo yavdil. The head should be still attached because you only do malika on one, either the corner or the reshet. So even the oil soif, it has a similarity to the chata soif in the sense that you shouldn't cut the kol corner of the kol reshet. Then when you're going to do the mitzvah of the dam on the side of the mizbeach, the head is going to be totally detached from the rest of the group. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. How much do you have to do? So Nachamol. So the Mishnah says, the Mishnah said on Daf, where is it? Daf Yutes on the base, that if you have oif shal chulin, today in America, they shecht chickens and shecht turkeys. If you're going to shecht with your fingernail, that's possible because that's called mechuber. The fingernail is attached to the body. If you shecht ben mechuber, it's no good. That's an avela. It's no good ben atur. So, how do you shecht chulin? You have to shecht with a knife that's tolush. So the Mishnah says, if you do shechita on a oilosoif or a chatasoif, means you do shechita with a knife that's tolush, the korban will be possible. Kol ha-kosher b'shchita is possible malika. And when you do malika, it has to be done b'atzma shel kohen. With his fingernail, it is mechuber. That's the only way you yotze malika. So if you do shchita on a chulin, with a fingernail, that's mechuber. It's possible. Because if you do shchita b'mechuber, it's possible. That was the Mishnah. Then the Gemara had, we mentioned last week, it's going to come up again in the next Gemara. We mentioned 2 weeks ago when we learned that when you shecht chulin, whether you shecht chickens or turkeys or you shecht a bull, you shecht a steer, so you can't do drasa. Let's say I have a knife, let's say this is the neck of the bein, so he pushes the knife down with pressure, but maila lamata, he pushes down, so that's called drasa. That's no good. It's an avela. You have to fiddle back and forth with the knife. You have to have moilach maybe. Yeah, and if you do, you have to push down, but you have to place pressure down while you're pushing sideways. If you only push down, then it's going to be nevela. Just going to fiddle back and forth. You're not going to push down. It's not going to get geshachten. So you have to push down. But you have to push down while you're fiddling back and forth. And then by malika, that's a machloike samaroi medigimora. Would you say that it has to be dafke don bedrosa? You can only push the fingernail down. You shouldn't fiddle back and forth. If you malach and maybe it'll be possible because by definition, that's the way you have to do malika, dafke pushing it down. Or would you say no? It's kosher either way, either moilach hamevi or doing drosa. So that was a machlokes amaraim, how to read a brisa in the Gemara. So that's what we got up to last time. I think we're up to about the right in the middle of Chaf and Aleph. There are two dots in the middle of the Amud, and it starts Amr Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amr Shmuel. It came out in the middle of the Amud, around 15 lines from the bottom. Amr Rabbi Yirmiyahu Shmuel Kol Hakosher B'Shchita. Kenegda ba'oref kosher b'malika. What does it mean? So Rashi explains, we're talking about the mokam ha-shchita. The mokam of malika is the same. The shchita has to be done over here. If you're going to do shchita with a knife on the back, you're going to first cut the spine. When you break the spine, you crack the spine, so the behem already became a trefa. So then it's not going to help. You're going to shech the kona and the veshet, or shech the kona or the veshet, whatever it's going to be, by bird, the animal already was a trefa. So Rashi explained, and what? Let's say when you shecht the behemoth and you shecht from over here. So let's say you shecht first the kona. So nifzeka hakona is a trefa. So when you shecht first the kona, before you get to the veshet, so it's already. Or let's say you shecht first the veshet, whichever one you shecht first, you already made the animal into a trefa. So what does it help that you shecht the second one? It already became a trefa when you shechted the first simon. So Rashi said this in Ishkin Kasha. After you shecht the second one, it will be a gloy milsel amafreya. The shechita began from the very beginning when you started to shecht the first one. So we will declare there was a gloy milsel amafreya and never became a trefa. That's the way Zui shechitasa. That's the ma'aser shechita. After you shecht the kona and the veshet, it's a gloy milsel amafreya. The shechita began from the very beginning of the first simon. So that's the way you do the shechita. If you pause in the middle. If you do shehiyah, then I'll say the shehiyah is not mitzdaref, and then the first simon that you cut made it already into a trefer. It's no good. So the Gemara is going to work with a whole bunch of these ideas. So Amr Rabbi Yirmiyahu Shmuel quotes in the name of Shmuel. He's talking about the mokam ha-shchita. The shchita has to be done over here because if you do the shchita from the back with a knife, you're going to cut first the spine and the animal will already be a trefer. So it's not going to help. Why not say? After he'll shecht the kon and the veshet, it'll be a gloy muslim afer. The shechita began from the beginning. Shechita begins from the beginning of the kon and the veshet. Cutting the spine is not part of the shechita. It has nothing to do with the shechita. So if he cuts from the back with a knife and he cuts first the spine, Then he cuts the Kohen and the Veshet. It'll be a Gloy Muslim affair from the beginning of cutting up the Kohen and the Veshet was a Shechita, but the spine was broken before he started the Shechita. Then it's going to be a Nevel or a Trefa, whatever it is. The Gemara is going to discuss that. If the spine was broken before he started to do the Shechita, is it a Trefa or is it a Nevel? That's what the Gemara is going to discuss soon. So Shmuel is quoted as saying, there's something that the dinim of Malika and Shechita are very different from each other. Very different. But there's a certain din that they share in common called Akosha B'Shechita. The Mokam HaShechita is the same Mokam for the Malika. So the Gemara says, HaPasol B'Shechita, Pasol B'Malika. And the inference is, if you're going to Shecht in a certain location, it won't be acceptable to be Hagrama, if you Shecht too high or too low. It's called Hagrama. You have to Shecht in Mokam Shechita. The Chomishil HaShechita, Shehiya Drasa Achalad Hagrama B'Shechita. She means, you Shecht the Kone, and then you wait 10 minutes, and then Shecht the Veshah. So that's Shehiya, so it's an Avela. And Drasa means if you Shecht pushing pressure down with that fiddling back and forth. And Hagrama means you Shecht too high, you Shecht too low, you Shecht too high. It's not the tzavar, it's the jaw. You Shecht too low is the lungs. It's not the place where you're supposed to Shecht. So he says this din, that not too high, not too low, that din carries over from Shechita, that's called Hagrama. That then carries over from Shechita to Malika. So Gemara says, "Lemute Mai, what is he driving at? If he should say that what Shmuel meant to say was Lemute Ika Simonim, what is Ika Simonim? So Tosis refers you to what we had on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara rattled off the Chomishul Cheshchita there. So the Gemara said, what does the word ikar mean? So Rashi seems to learn ikar simane means if he shecht with a sack and peguma, he shecht with a saw and it has pegimas, the whole thing. So that's ikar simane. The Tosis quotes who's the Tosis there? Who's this quote? The Bahaga, I think, yeah. This quote's the Halachas Gedolos, that if you do what Rashi said, you shech with a saw, that's by definition, it's not called Shechita, it's ripping. Shechita means you have to cut the neck. It's Korea. The Mishnah says if you shech with a sack and peguma, has pegimus, and so it's going to rip, so it's ripping, so it's not cutting. So by definition, it's not called Shechita. The Chomishul Cheshechita means you did a Shechita, but you did it bipsul, so that's why it's an Avela. This is by definition not called Shechita, it's Korea. So the Bahak says, what Rashi said is a Dova Pashut, you don't even have to say it's Halach L'Moshe Mishinah Cheshechita. What Ikur means, Shia Duras Achalad Agama V'Ik, Ikur means, if the Kona or the Veshet is detached on the top, supposed to be attached on the bottom, the Veshet leads into the stomach, and the Kona leads into the lungs, and then on top it's attached to the jaw over here. So what if it's not attached to the jaw? The animal is walking around with a detached kona or a detached vesha, and it's functioning. It's functioning anyway. So Rashi holds, if the animal has a, Rashi apparently thinks if the animal has a detached kona, detached vesha, such an animal is a trefa. So let's say such an animal is, it's a cow, and it produces milk, or it's a bird, and it's laying eggs. So if such an animal, a bird or a behemoth, where the simanim are akurim, the detached by the jaw, where they're supposed to be attached, if it's going to lay eggs or it's going to give off milk, it'll be like a trefa lays an egg, or a trefa is giving off milk. So yetzim and atame is tame, like if a pig gives off milk, or an eagle lays an egg. So the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk. Gemara and Eilu Trefa learns from the Pasuk, Bas Hayano, the Chumash lists off all the non-kosher birds. Chumash list of all the non-kosher birds, everything else not on the list is a kosher bird. So it says, Basayana. What do you mean, Basayana? Ostrich. Yana. So then Basayana, the Gemara says, goes on the egg. If the ostrich lays an egg, not only is the ostrich tray, if it's a mintame, so the egg is also asa. And then the Gemara assumes, not only if it's a mintame, if it's an ostrich, what if it's a chicken, but the chicken has a broken leg in such a way that the whole chicken is a trefa? So if you have a behema that's a trefa, or a knife that's a trefa, and it gives off milk, or let's say you have fish, and the fish lay eggs, that's caviar. So if it's a kosher fish and it lays eggs, that's kosher. if it's a non-kosher fish, if it doesn't have snapper v'kaskesa, so it's a non-kosher fish. Non-kosher fish, so the caviar from the non-kosher fish is also asa. Also asa. All learned out from the same pasuk. Hayotze min ha-tameh is tameh. So the halachas gedolos translates that the word ikur, not like Rashi. Rashi learns ikur means a shek with a sakam guma. So the Bahag disagrees. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. What do you mean? Shek with a sakam guma by definition. You didn't do a shechita. It's kareya. No, ikur means you did a perfect shechita, but the siman is nekar on top. So that's what the Gemara is understanding over here. Tosfos says the Bahag's pshat fits him better over here. So the Gemara says, what was Shmuel driving at? That the Hilchas Shechita and Hilchas Malika by the Karbanas are identical, totally different from each other. In what sense does he mean to say that they're similar? So the Gemara says, Limut Emai, what is he coming to exclude? That I carry over from Hilchas Shechita. I Lema, if he means to say the Mute Ike Simonim, that we carry over the din just like Beshchita's Behema V'yof. If the simon is nekar, it's not attached to the jaw. It's supposed to be attached and you shecht it. It's not a good shechita. So this carries over to Malika also. That by Malika, if the kana or the veshet is detached on top, it's not attached to the jaw where it's supposed to be, it's not a valid din of, you didn't do the Malika properly. Furthermore, that's not true. But on Rami by Yecheskel, there's a braisa that one of the Amoraim presented that says, Einika simana b'oif, the din of ikur doesn't apply to oif. You're going to have a discussion on the base. Is he only talking about Malika, or is he talking about Shechita Seifus also? But for sure he's talking about Malika. So the Gemara is asking, what did Shmuel say? I carry over a din from Shechita to Malika, that Iker is Pasol. No, but Iker by Malika for sure doesn't Pasol. If the Kona and the Veshet, let's say by the Oila Seif, you have to do Malika on both, the Kona and the Veshet. Bachata Seif, you only do on one or the other, either the Kona or the Veshet. So if the one that you're doing the Malika on is nekar mimkomo, so that's what Shmuel is telling me, that it's not a valid malika. The din is not true. There's a brisa from the days of the Tanoim. Shmuel is not going to disagree with the Tanoim. Rav Tana hu palik. Rav sometimes disagrees with Tanoim, but the other Amoraim, Shmuel never disagrees with Tanoim. Here is a brisa that says anika siman amayif, it doesn't apply to malika. So what is he referring to? Zog di Gemara amra papal mutei rosha. What he meant to say was the makam ashchita. If he shecht too high in the front. If you shecht too high, so that you're not shechting the kohen and the veshet, you're shechting the head. So the same thing in the back. If you do malika too high, that if you would have done the shechit in the front, it would be hagrama, it's too high. So if you do malika in the back too high, so it's no good. The Gemara said that's elementary. You don't need shmul for that. It says in the Chumash, and for the Gemara Nachamal, Ella lemute what? Lemute rosha. If you shech too high, is no good. What's it? Rosha pshita. It says you have to do malika mimul arpai. By behemi, you do the shechita on the tzava, that's in the front. And mimul arpai is the same mokam over here, but you do in the back. So what do you need shmul to tell me? That's tacha pasuk and chumash. And for the Gemara, my rosha, what did we mean when we suggested, when our papa said, the pshat and shmul was, he's talking if you shech too high. If you do the malika, that's no good. What he meant was kigon the nokam b'shipa roisha v'higrim v'ozal ademata tatoi. It means he started to do the shechita higher up. We learned before where is the highest place. So we said b'shipa koyv alamayla. So he starts the shechita too high. It's not a good mokam shechita. And then he turns the knife down. He shechts one third too high and two thirds. You have to shech roiv of the kana, roiv of the veshet. So the shech's one third too high and two thirds down. So that was a machlokes before. So the Gemara says Shmuel meant to say that that's no good by shechita. Huadinami by malika, it's also no good. He takes his fingernail and he starts doing the malika from the back too high. The first third of the corner, the first third of the veshet, he does it too high, and then he takes his fingernail and pushes down, and two thirds of the malika of the corner, the veshet, he does on the proper makam. So that's what Shmuel meant to say. Kedir Avuna Amar Abasi, and Shmuel is assuming like this. Amar Avuna Amar Abasi, here Gemishlish Mishachas Shnei Shlish Psula. That was machlekes on the previous daf. So Shmuel thinks if he did the first third, Shalom Makam Shchita. And then you do 2/3 Mamakam Shechita, it's not acceptable. So he carries over that din to Malika as well. Malika has the totally different din. Malika and Shechita opposites. This is Dafke Talish, and this is Dafke Mechuber. The Edzba, that has to be Mechuber to the coin's body. But with respect to this din, it's the same. The Mokam HaShechita is the same. The Tzav in the front of the Mulorif in the back. And if you do 1/3 too high and 2/3 in the right place, just like it's not acceptable by Shechita, it's not acceptable by the Malika either. Freg de Gemara, Omale Ravach made the Rabbi Le Rabashi. Gemara is the Kasha. Oh no, it's not a Kasha. No, that's how the Gemara interprets Shmuel's mem. Okay, so now the Gemara has a new din. Yeah, now the Gemara has a new din. Benegiat the Iker. Omale Ravach made the Rabbi Le Rabashi. Hod the Tani Rami by Yecheskel. We quoted a brisa before, 10 lines earlier. The brisa that said Eini kasimanim ba'of, the din of ikur doesn't apply, means if the kana nevesha is not attached on top, it doesn't bother me by malika. So he says lo yamar anela, that only makes sense lemandama ein shchita loif min atayra. If all the hilcha shchita by of are only mid the rabbanim and atayra is good, nechira simanim and atayra is good, so then you say ikur simanim doesn't bother me. But but if you would hold like the other shita, Rav Rishonim hold this way. Yesh chita lof min atayra. Avol leman diyama, yesh chita lof min atayra. Then yesh ikur, the din of ikur should also apply, because if yishech the simon that's okur, so that's hilcha shchita, that is not acceptable. That's his suggestion. So here Rashi gives you a little bit of a background. There is, we started before, there is a machlokes hatanoim whether min atayra, it's enough nechira simanim and atzavor if you just use a saw, cut off the neck of the chicken or not. On the assumption that yeshchita lof min atayra, that's not acceptable mideraisa, so Rashi quotes, the Gemara is alluding to it, and Rashi is quoting the sources from the Gemara, so there's a machlokes in the beginning of the second parak, what is the mocker? How do you know that oifus need, if you hold oif need shchita min atayra, how do you know that that's so? So one opinion is that it's all halacha l'moshe m'sinai, because the pasuk says in Chumash Dvarim, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, it's not going to be like here in the Midbar. Here in the Midbar, the Chiras Imanim is good. And then when you come to Eretz Yisrael, Zavachta Kashet Zev Yisicha. So the Gemara says the word Kashet Zev Yisicha has a connotation of Torah Shebal Peh. Like in the end of Parshas Mishpatim. It says, El Moshe Amar, Ibn Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Alei Alei HaHorah, Ve'etn L'chos Luchas Ebim Ator V'Hamitzvah Shekosapti L'hoi Roisim. So the Gemara says in Brochus on Daf Hey, the first parak, "Ve'etn luchos luchos even, I'll give you the shnei luchos abris, the two stones. The hatayra is the whole rest of chamishu chamisha Torah. The hamitzvah goes on Torah shebal peh." The Gemara says when it says Torah mitzvah, the word Torah means Torah shebitzav. Luchos is only the luchos on seres adibris, and Torah means all chamishu chamisha Torah. The hamitzvah means Torah shebal peh. Asher kosafti, the Gemara says, is an allusion to Nevi'im uksuvim. That anything that it says in the Nevi'im Suvim was already told to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. And the Nevi'im are just repeating what was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Then the Gemara says, Lahoy Roisam, Asher Kasapti, Lahoy Roisam. A Roisam goes on Gemara, because that's how you paskin halacha lemaisa, Hoy Ruah. Psak is based on Gemara. You have to figure out all the details of the halacha. So the Rambam quotes that drasha from the Gemara. In the Hakdamas of Rambam to the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam quotes it. That HaTorah v'HaMitzvah, the Rambam says, the Rambam writes in his Hagdama to the Mishnah Torah, if you learn Tanakh and then you learn my Sefer has the Tamtzis of all the Torah Shebal Peh, so you know all there is to know. You learn Tanakh, you know Torah Shebichzav, and I'm going to give you the whole Torah Shebal Peh. He's going to give you a kitzah. So the Rambam quotes that passage from the Gemara, Alei Alei HaHor V'etn L'cha, HaTorah v'HaMitzvah, Torah means Torah Shebichzav, and Mitzvah means Torah Shebal Peh. So here also the Gemara says, the word tzivisicha has the connotation of Torah Shebal Peh. In that context, has the connotation. We mentioned there's another pasuk in Parshas Matos. It says Hakadosh Baruch Hu instructs Moshe Rabbeinu to come nikmas bnei Yisrael meis haMidyanim achat Yosef al amecho. He should wage milchama against Midyan, because Midyan started up with bnei Yisrael with Bilam. They wanted to get Bilam to curse bnei Yisrael. They weren't successful, but But they were a little successful. Bilam recommended that they should get B'nai Smoyev to be Mezanim with B'nai Yisrael. There was a disaster. But the Klola didn't take place. So the Baruch Shalom instructs Moshe Rabbeinu, we should wage Milchama against Midian. Then it says they had to take 1,000 soldiers from every Shevet. Elef Lamata, Elef Lamata, Shnei Moser, Elef Chalitzei Tzavot. There were 12 Shvatim, so they had 12,000 men in the army. Then it says, "Vayitzbu al Midian, Kashatziv Hashem is Moshe." They wage war against Midian, Kashatziv Hashem. What's Kashatziv Hashem? Elef Lamata, 12,000 soldiers. So why does it have to say Kashatziv Hashem? Everything is written in the Chumash. The Rambam in Hilchas Malachim has all the dinim ma'melchama. Hilchas Malachim is called Hilchas Malachim u'melchama seyem. Has all the dinim of, that's one of the major functions of the melech, to wage war, to lead the Bnei Yisrael in battle when it's necessary. Every country has to have an army for self-defense. So the Rambam quotes a drasha from the Sifrei, Vayitzbu al Midyan, they wage war against Midyan, Kashatziv Hashem es Moshe, is alluding to a halacha, a Torah Shebal Peh, that is not mentioned previously in the Posek. What's the Torah Shebal Peh? When you wage war against the enemy, you shouldn't surround them on all four sides. You surround them on all four sides, they're going to realize that they're going to be panicky, they're going to fight with a fierce, ferociously, because they see that they're trapped on all four sides. So you have to always leave one side open, they should be able to run away. So they won't fight with such a zam. So the Rambam quotes from the Sifrei, the Gemara never has this drosha. The Rambam quotes from the Sifrei, that's the halacha that based on that pasuk. Vayitzbu al Midyan, Kashatziva Hashem es Moshe, Kashatziva is a reference to a Torah Shebal Peh that's never written in Parshas Matos. It doesn't say in Torah Shebichsa. It's only known through the Torah Shebal Peh. So here the Gemara has in the beginning of the second parak, Rashi quotes L'kamon Dav Chavches, okay, middle of the second parak. So the Gemara has a machlokes where the Shechita Lof Men HaTorah Med Rabban. If you hold Shechita Lof Men HaTorah, what's the mocker? So one mocker is Halacha L'Moshe Mesina, Mizabachta Kasher Tzivi Sicha. Kasher Tzivi Sicha means Torah Shebal Peh. Dahainu, you need Rav Echad Ba'if, Rav Shnayim Bebeime, and you need all the Chamish El Cheshchita, Shiyad Rasa Achalad Agram Avika. All this is included in Torah Shebal Peh, Zavachta Kasher Tzivi Sicha. So the part of the Aloch, L'Moshe Mesina was that you need Shechita Loif as well. The other Mandam in the Gemara says, no, Shechita Loif is needed in the Torah, but not based on Kasher Tzivi Sicha, it's all Halach L'Moshe Mesina. No, it's based on a Hekesh. That since we have a Pasuk that says, Zos Taras HaBehema V'Ha'of, Rashi quotes it in the next Rashi, about 10 lines from the top. Of Chofam and Beis, the Dibra Maschan Rashi is Afilo Laman Di Omer. Even according to the other opinion, the Aleph Lehosam, who establishes that you need Shechita Loif, not based on Halacha Moshe Mesinai, Zavachta Kasher Tzivisicha, Kasher Tzivisicha means Torah Shebal Peh. No, but rather Yalef Lehosam Behekesha, which Hekesh? There's a Hekesh between Shechitas Behema and Shechitas Soif. Where is there a Hekesh? Because it says Zos Taras HaBehema VeHaOf. So just like Behema needs Shechita, Oif also needs Shechita. So the Gemara is going to say here, there's a third sheet that the Shechita Loif is only made the Rabbanan. But there are two versions of why one should say Shechita Loif is Menatari. Either because Halacha L'Moshe Mesina, Torah Shebal Peh, Zavach Dekashet Tzivisicha, Rav Echad Boif, Rav Shnayim Bebehema, or it's rather based on a Hekesh. So the Gemara is going to raise the possibility, Mechapa Nafkamina between them. That's the top line. That's what the Gemara says like this. The Gemara said, "Oh, Nachama, who is this? Amalei Rav Ach be the Rav le Rav Ashi." He's making a comment on the brisa that we had before. We quoted a brisa that Ika Simonim doesn't bother us by Yoif, at least by Malika, doesn't bother us by Yoif. So the Gemara, so this Rav Ach be the Rav comments to Rav Ashi, "Lo Amar Nela, that brisa only makes sense if you hold Ein Shechita Loif Menator. Menator, it's enough. Nechira Simonim Menatzavar. So tryich to say, you don't worry about Iker, doesn't bother me. You did Nechira Simonim." But if you're going to hold la'alocha, yesh chita lof min atar, you need chita lof min midereise, so then it has to be yesh ikur, all the hilchos chita apply. If you hold pegimus, if you can take a saw and cut off the neck and the chicken, it doesn't bother me. So ikur, if it's detached from the jaw, it doesn't bother me either. But if you hold yesh chita, all the hilchos chita apply min atar to the yifer, so this then also applies, that you can't shech the simon that zoker. Amalei, so Rav Ashi responds back to him, I think punkt faket, if anything it should be the reverse, adarabe ipcha mistaber, shouldn't it really be the opposite? Dahainu, If you hold that the din of shchita soifus is needed mideraisa, then the shachta seikel amem adhachi agmer. There was halacha l'moshe misinai and shchita soif. If you hold that as halacha l'moshe misinai, zavachta kasher tzivisicha. So then there's room to say hachi agmer. This is what the Rabbanu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, the einikur that echad roif echad boif roif shnayim bebehema, and by yof you don't have to worry about ikur. And even if you hold that, it's not based on halacha l'moshe misina. Rashi is translating. Even if you hold the eish chita l'atmanat Torah, it's not based on mizavachta kashet tzivisicha halacha l'moshe misina Torah shabal peh, but rather ki behema that it's hukash. Rashi said it's a hekish. So it's Torah shabal behema v'hoif. So it's hukash. How can you say that there's, you don't know that there's any halacha l'moshe misina at all? You don't see that there's any Torah shabal peh about shchitas l'ifis? So the Gemara says, no, there's still room to say leiker leinyan iker lalavi kebehema. With respect to iker, if the simanim are not attached to the jaw, you can say there was halacha l'moshe misinai, saying that it's an exception to the rule. But if you hold ela leman yomer, if you hold minat Torah, there's no din of shchita by oifus at all. All you need is nechiras simanim, and so we can take a saw and cut off the neck. So who instituted all the chumis by oif? It's all midirabbanan. Why did they institute midrabbanan? Called the tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun. They wanted to introduce the shchita by yofes pattern after the dinim of shchita by behema. So by behema, if the simon is nekar, that's a din of ikur. That shchita is not chal on the corner of the veishet if it's not attached to the jaw. So called the tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun. They pattern shchita yofes after shchita behema. You can't say that is different. No, it's only midrabbanan. Midrabbanan is pattern after the dinim deraisa. So that's where Avashi argues back. If anything should be the reverse, if you hold yesh chita loif min haTorah, maybe there's room to say kach nemar halacha moshe misina that there's no din of ikur by yofes. But if you hold elam adam ein chita loif min haTorah, it's only midrabbanan al medibrei seifrim. So mehechi gemiri lo, where did the rabbis pattern called the tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun? They pattern shchitas beima after shchitas loif. To require all the dinim, so they should carry over the din of ikar also. There's no room to distinguish between behema. Mechi gamri la, mechi gemiri la. Where did they introduce the din of shchita bayoif me behema? So kulam milsa gebehema should have all the dinim like behema. So ikar should passel by shchita soifus. Okay, so that was the shaila. How do you deal with that brice? The brice that it says that there's no din of ikar bayoifus, is it only leman deomer? Ain't shchita lof min haTorah, should it be the reverse? Only leman damah yesh shchita lof min haTorah. Now the Gemara has a comment that the whole brisa is not relevant for us. It's only by Malika. It doesn't apply to shchita schulin. Only by Malika skachim. Amar Avina Amali Rav Barkisi. You heard from an Adam Gadol and Amor in his time. Had the Tani Rami by Cheska, that brisa that says ain't ikas simanim ba'ayif. You don't have to worry about the corner of the veishet if they're detached from the jaw. You can still do the shchita. No, doesn't want shchita schulin. La Amar Nala b'Malika, Aval b'Shchita yesh ikur. No, there is a dinah by Shchita Chulin. There is a dinah v'ikur by Yofes. We even had the Tesis before. Showed a Tesis Tesis and Aleph said, let's say the Kana is detached, but I'm shechting the Veshet, or the Veshet is detached and I'm shechting Kana, because in Shchita Chulin, all you need is Rav Echad, either the Kana or the Veshet. L'chatchile mit the Rabbanan, the Gemara has the beginning of the second part. L'chatchile, you should shech kana and the veshet. That's mit the Rabbanan al pi pash, not min haTorah. But min haTorah, all you need is to shech one. So what if one simon is nekar, it's detached from the jaw, you shech the other one? So Tosfos quoted the Gemara, it's no good. Why? When you shech one, either one that you shech by chulin, the shechita is chal on both. Just like by behemah, if you shech roiv of the kana, roiv of the veshet, I say Ruba Kukula, it's considered as if the Shechita is Chal, even on the Miyut. So by Oaf, it doesn't have that much Chiyah. So if you Shecht either the Kona or the Veshet, Shechita is Chal on both, and the Shechita can't be Chal on a Simon that's Okur. So this din, that Ein Iker Loif, there's no din of Iker, so the Gemara restricts it. He says he heard from an Adon Gadol, he heard from Rav and Bakisi, Eloi Maradela ben Malika. It doesn't apply. Aval b'shchita yesh ikur. There is a din of ikur. There's even a din of ikur. If one simon is nekar, you shechting the other simon. It's also an avela. It's also no good. Because when you do the shchita on one simon, it has to be chal on both.
If we say we learn from the Torah that it's a hekesh between the behemah and the oaf,
So the hecker should make the kisha done by behemoth too? There's a hecker.
I don't know. That pasuk says b'fesh ishchat chaya or oaf.
Those Torah are the same Torah, but the hekesh should apply to everything.
I don't think that's there's a better kasha. That kasha is a kasha. A better kasha would be that behemah chay b'chal behemah. That the kasha the Gemara does ask. Yeah, just like chay b'chal behemah, it says zos habehemah shetachelu. Then it says ayol tzvi v'yachmur. Ayol tzvi v'yachmur achayis. They're not behemoths. So the Gemara proves in that pasuk it introduces zos habeim ashetachelu defalam akosha behemus and the list of kosha chayis. You see the chayis bechal behem. Then the Gemara quotes another pasuk in Perkei Seadam that behemus bechal chaya. When it says the word chayis, sometimes it includes behemus also. When it says ashiyishchat chaya oof and it doesn't say behema, maybe chaya means behema bechal chaya. So the Gemara says the Gemara is going to prove that it's not so. That behema over here behema is not bechal chaya. That even though you need kis adam by chay and by ov, but behema does not. Behema does not need kis adam. Yeah, it's even more. It should be better than a hekesh. Should be behema chlal chaya. Should be more than a hekesh. The Gemara is going to prove that it's not so. Over here, this not, behema is not included.
I'm sitting for a Rashi said that what is by neder. He said it's a treifa. So how did you learn all this Gemara here?
That's what Tosis is. Tosis says nothing makes sense according to Rashi. The Bach says it's not true. If you have a behemoth that the simanim are akurim, cause man is walking around it, the milk is kosher, and if you have a bird with the simanim akurim, the eggs that it lays are kosher, it's not a problem. Only if you'll shecht it, if and when you'll shecht it, so the shechita won't be chal. It'll be an avela. But cause man, you didn't shecht it, you didn't tamper with it, it's not a treif at all. It's a healthy animal, it's not a treif. And the eggs that it lays and the milk that it gives off is kosher. And according to Rashi, it's shver. Rashi, how's Rashi going to read this Gemara? So that's what Tosfos says. Our Gemara reads better according to the Ba'ak. Yeah. That's a stark taina against Rashi. So Nachamol. So Ravina quotes in the name of an Adam Gadol, Rav Barkisi, that this Bryce, Tani Rami by Yecheskel, Eini Gisman, well, it doesn't bother me. If the Siman and Markurim, that's only by Malika. But by Shechita is not so. Yeah. Avo b'shchita yeshika. Yeah. Fegimar kasha, how could that be that there's a difference between shchita and malika? Freg di gemara. V'ha'amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Omer Shmuel. Yadon Amad Aleph. Kala kasha b'shchita kenegda b'oirev kasha b'malika. Shmuel says the dinim are shared in common. The shchita by chulin and the malika by kotshim. It's the same din. So the Gemara said, what does it mean? The same makam shchita. You shechted one third on top, but makam agrama, and then you went two thirds, the next two thirds of the congregation, you went shechted lower down, just like it's not good by shchita, it's not good by malika either. It has to be the same makam is good. Zog bin laha posul. So isn't he making an equation between shchita and malika? So how can he tell me that ikka simonim that are akurim, doesn't bother me by malika, but it does bother me by shchita? Shouldn't that be included in what Shmuel said that is not acceptable? So the Gemara says, you're right. Shmuel Taka would say, you can't distinguish between Malika and Shechita. You can't say, Ika Simonim, the Simonim are not attached to the jaw, doesn't bother me by Malika, and it does bother me by Shechita. It can't be. It bothers me by Shechita, so therefore it bothers me by Malika. It's not acceptable by either. So that's what we assume. That Ika Simon imposes a problem both by Malika and by Shechita. Okay, the next Gemara is going to discuss a different topic. We'll have to save it for next week. Sometimes an animal is walking around and it's already mitame kinevela. The Mishnah has sometimes a man is walking around and he's considered dead. He's mitame bo'o, mitame b'magam amasa bo'o. Sometimes an animal has a broken neck, broken in such a way that the whole animal is dead. That's a shaila. How do you determine the moment of death? What's the definition of death? So the pashtus and the mishnayis and the holos, pashtus is ki adam hu anefesh. We'll have to learn the Gemara inside. Pashtus is the Gemara says that on Shabbos there's a malacha of chavola. If you cause bleeding on Shabbos, that's a malacha. If you're going to use the blood to make a blood test, or you're going to use the blood to drink it, whatever you're going to use with the blood, then it's a malach atzvicha l'gufa. You cause bleeding and the blood is halach li, but then it's a malach ashen tzvicha l'gufa. It'll only be a nisa d'rabban. What's the malach involved in bleeding? So there are three different opinions in the Rishonim, and the accepted opinion is Taisvis. It's a malach on tilis neshama. What does it have to do with tilis neshama? The person is alive. You cause the little blood. So Taisvis quotes the pasuk in Chumash ki adam hu anefesh, that the blood circulation is in order to keep the person or to keep the animal alive. Why do we accept that Taisvis opinion? That they're not, there's Rashi and the Rambam have a different opinion. The answer is because that's what it says in the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Achrayim point out the Yerushalmi Perek LaGodol Masech HaShabbos says that to cause bleeding is a malacha in the tilis and shama. So the Gemara has there and many other places definition of life and death by an animal is when the blood is circulating, it's keeping, supplying oxygen to all the cells, and it's keeping everything alive. And when the blood circulation stopped, then it's considered dead. And Moshe has a tshuva. Somebody asked him a shaila, can you be yotzei tefillin if you put on your left arm if the left arm is paralyzed? So he says, absolutely yes. How does he know? Because his father had a stroke, and his father's left arm was paralyzed, and his father died a few months later. His father sat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara says, supposed to sit in the Shmini Atzeres, in a freezing cold, because of the freezing cold, he got a stroke. And then he died soon after. So he continued to put, so because his father was Moshe Nefesh, to sit in sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, so Moshe had that practice also. Even if he'll be freezing on Shmini Atzeres, he would sit in sukkah out of respect for his father. The rest of the family doesn't do it like that. He didn't tell his children and his grandchildren they should be only he has this kpeda. One would have thought maybe forget. His father died because he sat in sukkah. It was freezing. He should learn not to do that. I don't understand it. But that's Rav Moshe. That's what Rav Moshe was makpid to sit in sukkah outside even in freezing. And he told the children this chumra is not for them. This is only out of respect to his father. So he writes in the tshuva, his father got a stroke and the whole left side of his body was paralyzed. And he still continued to put tefillin on the left arm. Sure. So that's the raya. That's like a pasuk in Chumash. That's the raya that you lay tefillin on the paralyzed. But what's the biur hadover? So Rav Moshe says if it would have been gangrene means that there's no blood circulating, then the left arm is dead. Then you can't be yotze tefillin on the left arm. But if you have paralyzed, the nervous system doesn't function, but the blood is still circulating. So Moshe quotes a Gemara in Pchairis that the blood circulation, that's a definition of alive or dead. He's talking about an organ. Is the left arm alive or dead? So he says if the blood is still circulating, it's not gangrene, it's not gangrenous, then it's considered alive. So that's the pashtus is, that's a definition of alive or dead by a whole organism, by a whole animal, by a whole person. That's going to be the next Gemara. If the whole circulatory system collapsed because the whole spine cracked, so that's considered as if, the Gemara is going to say how much of the spine has to be broken, to what extent. They say that the whole circulatory system collapsed. So there's a Mishnah Nahalas. If you chopped off a person's head and the guy's walking around, so that's a reaction that he's walking around. Apidin, he's dead. Why is he dead? He chopped off the head, so the whole circulatory system collapsed. So when there's no circulation, no blood circulation, then it's considered dead. So Belineta, next week we'll have to learn that. In this week's Sedra, we have the dinim of building a Mishkan, building a Beis HaMikdash. We have a concept that a Beis HaKnesses is a Mikdash Miyat. The Navi Yecheskel says he was the Navi before the Churban Abayis and after the Churban Abayis. He says HaKadosh Baruch is going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. He's going to send the Jews into Golis, and they're not going to have a Beis HaMikdash, but Lehem LeMikdash Miyat, I'll have a miniature Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, Eile Bati Kanasiyas Abati Midrash and Shebe Bovel. The shuls and the yeshivas in Bovel, where they learn Torah, have a miktsas of Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash, Mikdash Miyat. What does it mean, Mikdash Miyat? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, in the Beis HaMikdash, it's Beis Hashem, we come to visit Him. In the Beis HaKnesses, it's Beisenu, where the Shekhinah comes to visit us. So when we go to visit the Rebbeinu Shel Olam B'Beiso, then you have a din of Moira. That's Mikdashi Tiro. There's a special din of Moira HaMikdash, extreme kovet. Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMikdash, there's no din of Moira Beis HaKnesses, there's a din of kovet Beis HaKnesses, because since it's Beisenu, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is coming to visit us, so the level of kovet is a little lower. So you don't require the full kovet Kavod Square is called Moira. Moira HaMikdash, like Kibbut Aviyem and Moira Aviyem. So Moira Aviyem means a higher degree of Kavod. Or a Melech, there's a din some Tos Melech HaMelech, Shetei Eimosu Alecha. Eima means extreme degree of Kavod. So the Beis HaKnesset, Beis HaMedrash, since it's only a Mikdash Miyat, so there's only a din of Kavod, there's no din of Moira. In what sense are the Beis HaKnesset and Beis HaMedrash a Mikdash Miyad? We don't bring any karbonis whatsoever. If you would bring some karbonis and others, not nothing to do with karbonis. What do you have in the Beis HaMikdash that's shared in common with the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, the Gemara in Yuma has a machlekes, a historical machlekes hatanoim, where were the luchas bizman bayisheni, the orim with the luchas. So the Gemara says, Yoshio HaMelech, in Pasuk says in Divrei Hayom, Yoshio HaMelech was going as the orim with the luchas in the basement years before the Churban Bayis Rishon. The Pasuk gives a whole strange explanation why. The Pasuk in Divrei Hayom gives a reason why. It's a very unclear why. But he was going as the Luchas. So towards the end of the Bayis Rishon period, the Orem with the Luchas was in the basement when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash. So he was told, Benevuah, he was given the Megillah Sefer. David HaMelech gave him a Megillah which was given to him by the Novi, exactly how the layout of the Beis HaMikdash should be. So he was instructed to make a special chamber in the basement. When the time comes, he should put the Orem of the Luchas there. So he followed Acha B'Ksav Miyad Hashem Alai Haske. He followed the instructions. He followed the layout that he was given to him. So where was the Orem of the Luchas and the Bayis Sheni? So the different opinions are historical machlokes. So the Rambam in Mishneh Torah takes a stand. The Rambam says the whole Bayis Sheni, the Orem of the Luchas were there in the basement. Rav Soloveitchik guess the Rambam usually doesn't take a stand on history in the Mor Nebuchadnezzar maybe, but in the Mishnah Torah it's all halachas. Why does he take a stand over here? So Rav Soloveitchik thought the Rambam must have learned that it's a halachic machlokes, and the Rambam thinks that it's impossible to have kedushas based on mikdash if you don't have an orim with the luchas. The center we have tashmishe mitzvah and tashmishe kedusha. So tashmishe mitzvah is tzitzis and lulav and a shofar, items that you use, religious items that you use to fulfill a mitzvah. A chalitza shu, you do a mitzvah, chalitza with it. There's a tashmishe mitzvah. Then you have tashmishe kedusha, that even after, let's say you have a mezuzah, say a Torah tefillin, even if it's puzzle and you can't fix it, you're not allowed to throw it out in the garbage. After sukkah is over, you take the esrog and you throw it in the garbage. You have an old torn out talus, so nobody wants it, it's all frayed and it's yellow and it's a stain. So the Gemara says, you throw it out in the garbage. You shouldn't throw it with the dirty diapers. You put it in a separate bag. Then you throw it in the garbage. Tashmish mitzvah.
We usually put this in the shemis.
So that's the Gemara says, you don't have to. You don't have to put it in the shemis. Say, v'tor tefillin mezuzah, that's tashmish kedusha. So how did the Talmudim know what's tashmish kedusha, that even after it's puzzled, you have to put it in the shemis? What's only tashmish mitzvah, that you don't, nizrakim, it's nothing dosim, you don't have to put it in the shemis. So the Gemara never explains what the rule is. The Ramban claims that there's a machlekes, the Ramban in the end of Moed Katan in the Mochamis, he claims that there's a machlekes hatanoim and maseches moches, where the tzitzis is tashmish mitzvah, tashmish kedush. We don't have an argument in the Bavli, we don't have such a machlekes. The pashtus in the Bavli is that tzitzis is only tashmish mitzvah. No one holds tashmish kedush. Ramban claims that it's a machlekes hatanoim and maseches moches. So what's the guideline? How do you determine whether any given religious item is a tashmisha mitzvah, tashmisha kedusha? So the Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, the mocker of all kedusha is the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Sefer Torah, psukim, that's a description of Elokus. So in the Sefer Torah, tefillin and mezuzah, you have psukim. So not only the psukim, and that's why Sefer Torah has more kedusha than tefillin, tefillin Shel Rosh has more kedusha than Shel Yad, because the tefillin Shel Rosh has an extra letter, a shin on the outside, and tefillin has more kedusha than mezuzah, because mezuzah only has shema v'ayom shemaya, and the tefillin has an additional two parshias, and the Rambam is mashma that is sefer Torah was written tav shin ayin hey has more kedusha than the luchas that the Ribbono Shel Olam made himself. Why is that more kedusha? So the Rambam says because the sefer Torah has the aseres adibas plus more kedusha of tashmishi kedusha depends how much divit Torah do you have there. So if all in Yoni Kedusha revolve about Psukim, because Psukim Torah is a description of Elokus, so what's the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash? What, they have Psukim written on the walls? That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. The Rambam understood the essence of the Beis HaMikdash is the Luchas. You have the Aseres HaDibros written on the Luchas. So the Rambam held that it was inconceivable to assume that Bizman Baisheni the Luchas were in Bavel or some other location different Tanoim. The Rambam understood that that was the Machlokes HaTanoim, and we pass from Halacha that the Luchas, we have to assume historically, the Luchas must have been there in the basement. If not, there's no Kedushas Beis HaMikdush at all. Kedushas Beis HaMikdush, all Inyoni Kedusha have to flow from the fact that there's Divrei Torah there. So there's a little Tosfos in Nazir, a tiny little Tosfos in Nazir, where Tosfos has a little comment. What is the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses based on? And the Kedushas based on Medrash. So Tosfos says the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses because there's a Sefer Torah and the Aron Kodesh. The Rambam is also mashma like that. Let's say you have an office and there's one room where they designate to daven Mincha Ma'ariv. They don't use that room for anything else, only davening. So the Rambam is mashma in Hilchas Tefillah that it would not have a Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. In order to have a Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, you have to have a Sefer Torah there, Kavua. So the Tosfos says the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses stems from the fact that you have a Sefer Torah, and Kedushas Beis HaMedrash stems from the fact that you learn Torah Shebal Peh there. You don't have a Sefer Torah, Torah Shebal Peh. So then the Gemara has a Machlekes in the end of Megillah, Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shmuel Halevi. There's a din in Malam HaKodesh V'lo Marid. You're permitted to convert a Shal Yad into a Shal Rosh, because Shal Rosh has a higher level of Kedusha, but you're not allowed to convert a Shal Rosh into a Shal Yad, because Malam HaKodesh V'lo Marid. So the Gemara has a machlekes, which has a higher level of Kedusha, a Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMedrash. So according to Tosfos, it sounds a little bit, that's the machlekes, which has a higher level of Kedusha, Torah Shebichsav or Torah Shebal Peh. And the Gemara there comes to Maskana, that the Beis HaMedrash has a higher level of Kedusha. You're permitted to convert a Beis HaKnesses into a Beis HaMedrash, that's Malam HaKodesh, but to convert a Beis HaMedrash into a Beis HaKnesses is not allowed, because the Beis HaMedrash has a higher level of Kedusha, because they learn Torah Shebal Peh there. And they are in Kodesh, in the Beis HaKnesses, they're both Mikdash Miyad. The real Beis HaMikdash is the Beis HaMikdash, that's Beis HaShem, where we come to visit him. In the Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, the Gemara has an end, the Bracha is Beis Seinu. It's not Beis HaShem, the Shechina comes to visit us. So they're both a level of, both a lower level, it's only Mikdash Miyad, lower level, but within the lower level, one is higher than the other. The Beis HaMedrash is higher than the Beis HaKnesses, because the Beis HaMedrash, they learn Torah Shebal Peh. The Beis HaKnesses, they only learn Torah Shebichsa. Somehow the Torah Shebal Peh is considered on a higher level. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, that it's mashma in the Rambam like that. A Beis HaMikdash has to, center of the Beis HaMikdash has to be the Orem with the Luchas. It's inconceivable, the Rambam Paschal like that time, it's inconceivable to talk about a Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash that doesn't have any Luchas there. That's why the Rambam assumes historically that in Beis Sheni the Luchas must have been below the ground.
That Knesset would be a more subjective experience, an objective experience of the Midrash.
Okay.
The
is Tashmisha. The Gemara says the Bayish al Rosh has the shin on it. Bayish al Yad, Rabbi Kivenga says the Gemara should have said Bayish al Yad is only Tashmisha. But they have to shift to the Ritzuas
for it.
The Klaf that has the Tzugim on it, that's called Bufik Dushin. The Stavah the Eitzchayim is only Tashmisha Dushin. Eitzchayim. The Klaf with the Tzugim on it, that's Bufik Dushin. We're treated with the Rabbanu as if it were a Sefer. Strictly speaking, it's not a Sefer Shalom. As the Klaf, I'm trying to. Here you have a lot of things.